Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at skillshare.com/AC. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the book Herding Tigers, which is about how to lead creative teams effectively. So we're in the middle of a series on bravery, the importance of bravery in everyday life and everyday work. And I began the series by giving a definition of bravery. I believe bravery is when we see a better possible future. So we have optimism and we believe that we have the agency to bring that future about. This is the fertile field in which bravery is likely to happen. It doesn't mean it's always going to happen, but it's the field in which bravery is likely to happen is when we see a better possible future and we think that we have the ability to bring it about. We believe that we can do something to act to cause that better future to happen. In the second part of the series, I shared some of the differences I believe between bravery and cowardice. The third part of the series, we talked about brave leadership. And today I want to talk about brave workplaces because brave workplaces, I believe, change the world. Brave workplaces are the ones that bring about that better possible future. But we each have a responsibility within our own workplace in terms of how we interact with other people to bring bravery to the table every single day versus acting in cowardice. Now, I believe sometimes fear comes disguised as wisdom. So I think sometimes we think we're being wise when actually we're being cowardly. Well, I don't really want to share that idea because what if, you know, my manager's manager hears the idea and doesn't think it's a good idea, and then my career is over kind of thing, right? So I think we sometimes we confuse wisdom with fear. And so what I want to talk about today are some of the attributes of brave workplaces and some of the things we can do to contribute to a brave workplace. Now, before I dive into that today, I do want to acknowledge the fact that there's a little bit of a chicken and egg thing that happens in workplaces. We'll all be brave if you'll be brave, right? I'll step out. I'll stick my neck out if you'll stick your neck out too. And we're each kind of waiting for the other person to do it. That's not the way it works. We have to commit to engaging bravely with our work, with our interactions with others in terms of how we share ideas before we see those signals from other people. But here's the thing. As we each begin to act bravely in our workplaces, it tends to increase permission for other people to act bravely as well. We send signals to one another that this is the kind of culture that we exist in. And that's what a culture is. It's just the norms of the organization. So as one person begins to act bravely, we all begin to feel that sort of tacit permission to act bravely as well. So today I'm going to talk about what some of those signals are, some of the things that we can do to take personal responsibility for bravery in our workplace. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. So Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. You can explore new skills, you can deepen your existing passions, you can get lost in creativity. And at a time when so many important conversations are happening in our world, your voice is more essential than ever. You can explore classes that will unlock your creativity for social good. Skillshare offers classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. These lessons can help you stay inspired, they can help you express yourself, and can introduce you to a community of millions of people. One of the things I love about Skillshare is that if you want to learn something, I don't care what it is, a business skill, if you want to learn a new craft or you want to learn a new hobby, anything you want to do, you can find it on Skillshare. So here are a couple of classes that I'm excited about. The first one is called Creative Breakthrough, 8 Exercises to Power Your Creativity, Confidence, and Career. Another one is called Filmmaking from Home, Turn Found Footage into Compelling Video. I think it's fascinating. I mean, think about how much video you have sitting around probably on your camera, on your laptop. And what if you could turn that into a compelling video? Well, you're going to learn the techniques on Skillshare. Another one is called Design Great Stuff, How to Make Merch with Draplin, taught by Aaron Draplin. Again, anything you want to learn, you can learn it, especially creative skills on Skillshare. So here's the deal. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at skillshare.com/AC. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes absolutely free. Get started and join today by heading to skillshare.com/AC. AC. Again, that's skillshare.com/AC for 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes. And we thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, if there's one place where bravery is most needed and most often lacking, it's in the workplace. Here are a few principles for doing brave work each and every day. Number one, and this is very important, own your words and your actions. Listen, be an individual with a backbone. If you say or do something, accept the consequences, whether they're good or they're bad. Accept the consequences for your choices. Never, ever, ever throw a teammate under the bus. And by the way, if you're a leader, the fastest way to become thoroughly irrelevant to your team is to throw your team under the bus one time. Blame them for something one time. Just blame them to your superior and you're done, right? Never throw a teammate or your team under the bus. Taking accountability for your actions does a few things. First, it signals to others that they can trust you to shoulder responsibility and to do the right thing. And this is no small matter. If others sense that you're playing games and that your primary interest is in protecting yourself and your reputation above actually performing, they will tolerate you, but they will never trust you. And there's a big difference between tolerating someone and trusting them, right? Second, it removes the stigma of falling short. If we are going to do difficult things, we are going to fail occasionally. We are, period. A workplace culture in which nothing difficult is attempted requires no bravery. Only teams on a mission to do difficult things need to be brave. So taking accountability for poor results and attempting to fix them is a signal of authenticity and courage, and it pushes other people to do the same. This is the essence of good leadership, and frankly, this is the essence of being a good teammate. We can never tolerate blame shifting in a culture. So here's my question for this first thing, own your words and actions. Is there something you need to take accountability for today? Is there some way in which you need to step up and assume accountability for your words or for your actions? Because this is the first step toward creating a brave workplace. All right, the second thing that brave workplaces do is they encourage. This literally means to put courage into others. Brave people embolden the people around them. They speak words of affirmation to them, and they cheer them on to be their best. Brave people are not threatened by the successes of others, by the way, which is, you know, this is something we see often, right? People feel like they have to bring others down in order to elevate themselves. Well, that's the antithesis of bravery. Brave people are not threatened by the successes of others. They don't see everything as a competition. Instead, they recognize that if they put courage into others, it's going to benefit them as well. Cowards hold back encouragement because they believe that life is a zero-sum game, and that if someone else gets attention for something, it will only tarnish their own standing with the group. However, brave people willingly and truthfully put courage into others, recognizing that we need one another in order to succeed. Brave people are outward focused. Cowards are obsessed with themselves and with their own needs and their own feelings. Brave people focus on others. So here's the question for you. Who can you encourage today? Be proactive about putting courage into others. Encourage them, put courage into them, okay? Which literally means give them heart, right? Like if we were to go back to the original language, like give them heart. Who do you need to give heart to today? Who do you need to encourage? All right, the third thing is this. Embrace personal growth even when you look foolish. So some people fear trying new things. They fear learning new skills. They fear tackling new kinds of projects because they fear that if they fail, they're going to be found out. Brave people know that occasional failure is simply a part of doing hard things. To grow, you have to stretch yourself to the point of failure. You do. That is what growth is. You literally have to stretch yourself to the point of failure so that you're stronger next time. Now, you have to balance this with wisdom. And we talked earlier about how we sometimes conflate wisdom and fear, meaning that you shouldn't attempt things that are obviously well beyond your present ability. So just because I've climbed rocks in an indoor controlled facility doesn't mean I'm ready to free climb Half Dome, right? Like, not going to happen. But you have to intentionally stretch yourself. You have to have uncomfortable but necessary conversations. You have to push yourself to learn new skills in an appropriate way, even when you might appear foolish to those around you for a while. So in my book, Louder Than Words, I talked about the creative growth curve and the phases of creative growth. Often we get stuck in a place of crisis because our skills are still serving us. They're getting us where we need to be right now, but they're not taking us where we want to go. And so eventually we begin to decline. If we don't continue to grow, we begin to decline, right? So what do you need to do in order to grow yourself? How will you grow yourself today and moving forward? What intentional step do you need to do to embrace personal growth, even if it means you might look foolish? By the way, we talked about Skillshare. Skillshare is a great place to go to learn these new skills in a relatively low risk environment. Okay. So I encourage you today to think about what new thing you need to do in order to grow yourself this week. Embrace personal growth, even when you look foolish. All right. Here's the next one. Brave people share their ideas even when they aren't received. So you cannot control whether somebody else likes your ideas. You can't, but you can control whether or not you share them. The regret over inaction is too high a price to pay, friends. If you're in a meeting and you have an intuition that something might work, share it. Share your insights with a peer who is struggling with a difficult problem. So many brilliant breakthroughs are lost because someone was too afraid to share what they were seeing with the rest of the group. And yeah, guess what? You might be rejected. Yeah, it might be a terrible idea. There are, you know, I often hear this, and this is something when I work with teams, this is something that I share with them. You know, people often say, you know, there are no bad ideas. No, that there are terrible ideas. There are awful ideas. Absolutely, there are bad ideas. But we still need to share them because sometimes the bad idea is what leads to a good idea, right? You might be rejected. It might actually be a bad idea, but your small insight might be the key to unlocking a bigger insight within the group. And that's just as valuable as the person who has that big insight. So what idea have you been holding on to that you need to bravely share with your team? Is there an insight, an idea, some instinct that you have that you've been holding on to because you're afraid it might be rejected? How are you going to share that with the group, with your team today, or with your manager? Okay, here's the next one. Refuse to compromise your values even when it costs you something. So, I mean, just candidly, had there been more brave people, then fiascos like Theranos, Enron, the Great Recession could have been averted or greatly mitigated. They could have. Brave people do what's right, even when it might cost them everything that they've worked for. So do you know what you stand for? Do you have a set of values, a set of principles that guide your decisions? In Herding Tigers, I dedicated the last chapter to helping leaders develop a set of guiding principles for their life and their work. You must have some framework that guides your decisions beyond what feels good in the moment. Cowards go with their gut, but brave people are guided by framing principles. So what principles will you stand for, even if it means temporarily losing your livelihood? You know, right now, many of us, I mean, frankly, in this economy, a lot of our jobs are sort of tenuous, right? Like a lot of our jobs are kind of, you know, we're uncertain right now because of the economic conditions. You still have to have principles that guide your decisions, even if it means losing your livelihood. You have to stand for what's right. So refuse to compromise your values, even when it costs you something. All right, here's the next principle of brave workplaces. Compete for purposes of cause, not for comfort. So cowards climb the ladder because of what it brings them in terms of comfort and accolades. They want the attention, they want the accolades, but they don't really want to do the work. Brave people are driven by principles and cause. Competition is healthy. It is. And I wrote about this in the Accidental Creative. Competition is healthy, but it's easy to get lost in the competition at the expense of the greater cause that you're pursuing. Spend your finite energy on something that will last. Promotions, awards, accolades, these are going to fade quickly. They are. But the impact that you have on the world around you, including on your teammates, will echo for years to come. So don't build monuments to yourself. Make echoes in the lives of others. Compete for purposes of cause, not for purposes of comfort. So in what small ways are you competing right now, or big ways? In what ways are you competing right now? And are those competitions you're engaged in about advancing a cause or gaining personal comfort and accolades? And listen, there's nothing wrong with comfort and accolades. I like comfort and accolades. I like it when people pay attention to my work. I like awards. I do. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But is that the reason that you're doing it? Is that the reason? You know, if you asked incredibly brave Medal of Honor winners, in the moment that they were engaging in whatever behavior that they engaged in to win the Medal of Honor, they weren't thinking, you know, I bet if I do this, I could win a Medal of Honor. No, of course not. They were just doing what they thought was the right thing. There was a cause that they spent themselves on behalf of. They just did what they were trained to do. You know, they weren't thinking about the eventual reward that might come for that, but then they were rewarded later. There's nothing wrong with rewards or awards or medals or celebrations or any of that. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But the cause has to come first, right? And brave people in brave workplaces compete for purposes of cause, not for comfort or for celebration. Okay, so I want to share these principles one more time. First, own your words and actions. Second, encourage others. Do this liberally. Encourage other people. It means to put courage into other people. Third, embrace personal growth even when you look foolish. Fourth, share your ideas even when they aren't received. Fifth, refuse to compromise your values even when it costs you something. And sixth, compete for purposes of cause, not for comfort. Brave people build brave workplaces, and brave workplaces change the world around them. They do, friends. Be brave today. Know what you stand for. Spend yourself on what matters. Take accountability for your actions and pour yourself courageously into your work today. If you do that, you will change your workplace, and ultimately your workplace will change the world. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.